All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into microbots, tiny machines, big impact in medicine.
Yeah.
We've got a whole bunch of articles and research here. And honestly, it feels like, you know, science fiction is becoming reality. We're talking about robots so small they can travel through your bloodstream.
It really is remarkable. And the thing is, they're engineered from biocompatible materials, so they can actually operate within the body without causing harm.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But, how do they even work? I mean, are we talking like tiny batteries or what?
Well, that's where it gets really interesting. There are two main ways to power these microbots: chemical reactions or external fields. So some are designed, you know, like tiny engines fueled by the body's own chemistry.
Oh, wow.
While others can be controlled remotely using things like magnets, so no batteries needed.
So no batteries required. That's pretty clever.
Yeah.
But hold on. What's the big advantage of these microbots over traditional medicine?
Well, think about it this way. When you take a pill, the drug spreads throughout your whole body.
Right.
And that's why you often get side effects. Yeah.
But with microbots, you can actually deliver treatment directly to the source of the problem.
So instead of like flooding the whole system, they can deliver a targeted dose exactly where it's needed.
Precisely. And this targeted approach, well, it minimizes side effects, right?
Right.
And boosts the effectiveness of the treatment. So imagine like a cancer drug delivered only to the tumor cells. So you're sparing healthy tissue.
That would be a game changer for so many people. But how do you ensure those tiny robots get to the right place?
That's where the science gets especially futuristic. Scientists can actually steer these microbots through the body using external controls.
Yeah.
And imaging techniques, well, they allow them to track them in real time.
Yeah.
Ensuring pinpoint accuracy. It's like it's a blend of robotics, chemistry, and medicine all coming together.
Okay, so we've got these tiny biocompatible machines powered by, you know, clever means and remotely controlled for pinpoint accuracy. This is all sounding very impressive, but I need some concrete examples. I mean, what are these microbots actually doing in there? Okay, well, let's start with cancer treatment. So microbots can deliver chemotherapy drugs directly to tumor cells, minimizing damage to healthy tissue.
Okay.
And potentially making chemo much less grueling for patients.
That alone would be a huge breakthrough. But what else? I mean, what else are they capable of?
Well, they're also being explored for minimally invasive surgeries.
Oh, okay.
So picture this. Tiny robots clearing blocked arteries or repairing damaged tissue, all without major incisions.
So instead of like open surgery, you'd have a team of microbots doing the work from the inside. That's incredible.
It is. And there's even more. Another exciting area is diagnostics. Imagine microbots traveling through your digestive system, collecting tissue samples, and sending back real-time data about your gut health. They can reach areas previously inaccessible, allowing for earlier and more accurate disease detection.
Okay, so you're telling me these microbots can travel through my stomach, take samples, and report back. I need a minute to process that. This is some serious next-level science. But it does make you wonder, if scientists can control these tiny machines with such precision, what other applications can we imagine in the future?
That's the most exciting part. The potential applications are practically limitless. We might see microbots repairing organs at a cellular level, delivering gene therapy with pinpoint accuracy, even acting as an internal immune system, constantly patrolling and neutralizing threats.
So we're talking about not just treating diseases, but potentially preventing them altogether.
Exactly. We're really just scratching the surface of what microbot medicine can achieve.
All right. So far, we've been focusing on the wow factor. But let's get real for a moment. This technology sounds almost too good to be true. There have to be challenges, right? I mean, injecting tiny robots into the body can't be without risks.
Of course there are challenges. As with any new technology, safety is paramount. Ensuring that these microbots don't trigger an immune response or cause any long-term damage is a top priority. So scientists are working on developing new materials and coatings to make them as invisible as possible to the immune system.
So it's like trying to design a stealth plane for the body's defenses.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And another big hurdle is precision control. Navigating the complex terrain of the human body is incredibly challenging. You know, imagine trying to steer a microscopic robot through a labyrinth of blood vessels, tissues, and organs. It requires advanced control mechanisms and real-time imaging feedback.
Yeah, it's like trying to land a rover on Mars, but inside the human body.
Yeah.
Are there any other concerns?
Of course. How do you ensure the microbots don't get lost or stuck? And how do you retrieve them once their job is done? These are all questions scientists are actively working on.
So there's still a long way to go before this becomes commonplace. But it does feel like we're on the verge of something truly revolutionary. I'm curious, though, you've talked about the science, but what about the ethics? Are there guidelines in place to ensure responsible development and use of this technology?
Absolutely. The ethical implications of microbots are being discussed extensively within the scientific community. Questions about patient privacy, informed consent, and equitable access to treatment are all crucial considerations.
It's reassuring to know that those conversations are happening alongside the scientific advancements.
It's essential. We need to ensure that we're developing and using this powerful technology responsibly and ethically for the benefit of all humankind.
Well said. It sounds like we're on the cusp of a truly transformative era in healthcare. But with great power comes great responsibility, as they say. And that leads me to something I was reading about.
Wait, before we go there, let's pause for a moment. We've covered a lot of ground here, and I think our listeners could use a chance to, absorb all this incredible information.
You're right. We've gone from science fiction to reality in what feels like just a few minutes. So we'll be back soon to continue our exploration of microbot medicine and all its, mind-blowing possibilities. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of microbots. Before the break, you were about to share something you'd been reading.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about something you said earlier
Yeah.
about microbots being potentially less invasive than traditional surgeries. And it reminded me of this article I read. It was about a new surgical technique using microbots to repair damaged cartilage in joints.
Ah, yes. That's a very promising application of microbot technology. Cartilage damage is a common problem, especially as we age, and it can be very difficult to treat. Traditional surgical methods often involve invasive procedures with long recovery times. But with microbots, surgeons could potentially repair that cartilage damage with minimally invasive techniques, leading to faster healing and, better outcomes for patients.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like having a tiny, high-tech repair crew working inside the joint.
Yeah, exactly. And the precision offered by microbots is really key here. They can target the specific areas of damage, right? Delivering drugs, or even stimulating the growth of new cartilage cells, all while minimizing disruption to the surrounding healthy tissue.
So instead of like replacing the entire joint, like in a knee replacement, microbots could potentially repair the existing cartilage and preserve the natural function of the joint.
That's the goal. It's a much more conservative approach. That could significantly improve the quality of life for people suffering from joint pain and mobility issues.
That's incredible. And to think this is just one example of how microbots could revolutionize surgical procedures.
It really is remarkable. And this type of minimally invasive approach could be applied to a wide range of surgical procedures, from removing tumors to repairing blood vessels, all with less pain, faster recovery times, and potentially fewer complications for patients.
You mentioned blood vessels. That kind of makes me think about heart disease. Could microbots be used to treat heart attacks or prevent strokes?
Absolutely. Scientists are exploring the use of microbots to clear blocked arteries, which is, a major cause of both heart attacks and strokes. Imagine like tiny robots traveling through the bloodstream, breaking down plaque buildup, and restoring blood flow to the heart or brain.
That would be life-saving.
Yeah.
And it sounds much less invasive than current procedures like angioplasty or bypass surgery.
Exactly. Microbots could offer a much less traumatic way to address cardiovascular disease, potentially reducing the need for major surgeries and long hospital stays.
This is all starting to sound, very hopeful, but I'm also aware that this technology is still in its early stages. What kind of timeline are we talking about before we see like widespread use of microbots in medicine?
It's difficult to give a precise timeline. As with any new technology, there's a lot of research and development that needs to be done before it becomes, widely available. However, the pace of innovation in this field is remarkable. We're seeing significant progress in labs and clinical trials around the world. And some applications, like targeted drug delivery, are already showing promising results in human trials.
So it's not just a futuristic fantasy. Real progress is being made.
Absolutely. And with continued investment and research, we could see microbots becoming an integral part of healthcare within the next decade or two.
That's exciting to hear. I can't wait to see what the future holds for this technology. But for now, I think it's time for us to shift gears a bit. We've been focusing on the medical applications of microbots, but there's another aspect I want to touch on: the potential impact on other fields.
That's a great point. The applications of microbots extend far beyond medicine. They have the potential to revolutionize industries ranging from manufacturing to environmental remediation.
You mentioned manufacturing. How would microbots be used in that context?
Imagine tiny robots working at a microscopic level, right? To assemble intricate components, create new materials, or repair damage in hard-to-reach places. They could significantly increase precision and efficiency in manufacturing processes.
So instead of large assembly lines, you'd have swarms of microbots doing the work.
Exactly. They could work independently or collaboratively to perform tasks that are currently too delicate or complex for human hands or even traditional robots.
That sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie. But what about environmental remediation? How could microbots be used to clean up pollution?
This is another area with immense potential. Imagine swarms of microbots deployed to clean up oil spills, remove toxins from contaminated soil, or even break down plastic waste in the oceans.
Wow, that would be a game changer for environmental protection. We could potentially use these tiny robots to tackle some of the biggest challenges facing our planet.
It's a truly remarkable prospect, and it highlights the transformative power of microbot technology. It has the potential to not only heal our bodies, but also heal our planet.
That's a powerful thought. It makes you realize the scope of this technology goes far beyond what we might initially imagine. And that leads me to something I was reading about. Microbots being used in space exploration.
That's right. Space is another frontier where microbots could play a crucial role. They could be used to explore other planets, repair spacecraft, or even build structures in space.
Imagine tiny robots constructing habitats on Mars or mining asteroids for resources. The possibilities are mind-boggling.
They are, and the harsh conditions of space with extreme temperatures and radiation make microbots an ideal solution. They're small, durable, and adaptable, making them well-suited for these challenging environments.
It seems like with microbots, the sky's the limit, or maybe even beyond the sky, considering their potential in space exploration.
You're absolutely right. We're talking about a technology that could reshape not only medicine, but also manufacturing, environmental protection, and even space exploration. The future possibilities are vast and inspiring.
We've covered a lot of ground today, from the microscopic world of microbots to their potential impact on a global scale. But before we get carried away with all the futuristic possibilities, I think it's important to bring the conversation back down to earth. Let's talk about the here and now. What's the current state of microbot research and development?
That's a great question. As exciting as the future prospects are, it's important to understand where we are today. There are numerous research groups and companies around the world working on various aspects of microbot technology, from developing new materials and propulsion systems to refining control mechanisms and imaging techniques.
So it's a collaborative effort with scientists and engineers from different disciplines working together to advance this field.
Absolutely. It requires expertise in robotics, materials science, chemistry, biology, and medicine. It's a true convergence of scientific disciplines, all focused on unlocking the potential of these tiny machines.
And what about funding? Is there enough investment in this field to ensure continued progress?
There's growing recognition of the transformative potential of microbots, and both governments and private investors are increasingly supporting research and development efforts. However, as with any emerging technology, continued funding is crucial to ensure that we can overcome the remaining challenges and bring these innovations to the market, where they can benefit society.
So it sounds like there's a lot of excitement and momentum behind this technology, but there are also hurdles to overcome and a need for continued investment to ensure its success.
Exactly. It's an exciting time to be following this field. We're witnessing the birth of a technology that has the potential to revolutionize countless aspects of our lives.
Well, I'm definitely hooked. I can't wait to see what breakthroughs emerge in the coming years. But before we wrap up our deep dive into the world of microbots, there's one more question I have for you.
Let's hear it. What else has piqued your curiosity about these tiny machines?
We've talked a lot about the potential benefits, but I'm also wondering about the potential risks. Are there any concerns that these microbots could be misused or have unintended consequences?
That's a very important question, and it's one that researchers and ethicists are grappling with as this technology advances. Any powerful tool can be misused, and microbots are no exception. It's crucial that we develop safeguards and regulations to ensure that they are used responsibly and ethically.
What kind of safeguards are we talking about?
There are several layers of safeguards that need to be considered. First and foremost is the inherent safety of the microbots themselves. They need to be designed and tested rigorously to ensure they don't cause harm to the body, even if they malfunction or encounter unforeseen circumstances.
So it's about making sure the microbots are inherently safe, even in the worst case scenario.
Exactly. And then there are considerations around their control and tracking. We need to have reliable mechanisms to ensure that they can be precisely controlled and retrieved. Once their task is complete, we don't want them wandering off course or remaining in the body indefinitely.
So it's like having a kill switch or a self-destruct mechanism in case things go wrong.
In a way, yes. And then there are broader ethical considerations, such as ensuring equitable access to this technology, protecting patient privacy, and preventing misuse for non-medical purposes. These are all complex issues that require careful thought and open discussions as microbot technology continues to develop.
It's reassuring to know that these concerns are being addressed. It's a reminder that with any powerful technology, it's not just about the science, it's also about the responsibility that comes with it.
Absolutely. We need to ensure that we're not just advancing the technology, but also the wisdom and ethical frameworks to guide its use for the benefit of all humankind.
Well said.
Yeah.
It seems like we've come full circle back to the importance of balancing innovation with responsibility.
Exactly. And that balance is essential as we navigate the exciting and uncharted waters of microbot technology.
You know, thinking about all the possibilities we've discussed today, it's clear that microbots have the potential to revolutionize not just medicine, but countless aspects of our lives. But it's also a reminder that technology is only as good as the humans who wield it.
That's a profound insight. Ultimately, the future of microbots, and indeed any powerful technology, rests on our ability to use it wisely, ethically, and for the greater good.
Well, that's a lot to think about. We've gone from tiny machines to big ideas, and it's clear that this conversation is just getting started. But before we delve any deeper, I think we need to give our listeners a chance to digest all of this incredible information.
You're right. We've covered a lot of ground in this second part of our deep dive.
We'll be back soon to wrap up our exploration of microbots and consider what this tiny but mighty technology might mean for the future of medicine and beyond. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the deep dive. Before the break, we were talking about the potential risks and ethical considerations surrounding microbots. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. But I think these conversations are, crucial to have alongside the scientific advancements. I mean, we need to be proactive in addressing the ethical implications of any powerful new technology. And microbots are no exception.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to acknowledge that these concerns aren't unique to microbots.
Yeah.
Right? We've seen similar discussions arise with other groundbreaking technologies like AI or gene editing.
That's a great point. We're constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And with each leap forward, there's a responsibility to consider the potential consequences, both intended and unintended.
It's like we're navigating uncharted territory.
Yeah.
And we need to create a map as we go, ensuring that we're not just advancing blindly, but charting a course that benefits humanity as a whole.
Well said. It's a reminder that scientific progress isn't just about, discoveries and inventions. It's also about values, ethics, and the wisdom to use our knowledge for good.
And that brings us back to microbots. We've talked about their potential to, revolutionize medicine. But we also need to be mindful of the potential downsides.
Exactly. We need to ensure that this technology is developed and used responsibly, with appropriate safeguards in place, to prevent misuse or unintended consequences.
Okay, so let's talk about those safeguards. I mean, what specific measures can be taken to ensure the responsible development and use of microbots?
Well, there are several key areas to focus on. First, we need to prioritize safety in the design and testing of microbots. So this means using biocompatible materials, rigorous testing protocols, and fail-safe mechanisms to prevent harm to the body, even in the event of malfunctions.
So it's about building in layers of protection from the ground up.
Precisely. And then there's the issue of control and tracking. We need to have robust systems in place to ensure that we can precisely control the movement of microbots within the body, track their location, and retrieve them once their task is complete.
So no rogue robots wandering around inside us.
That's the goal. And then there are broader ethical considerations, like ensuring equitable access to this technology, protecting patient privacy, and preventing misuse for non-medical purposes.
It sounds like a complex web of scientific, ethical, and regulatory considerations.
It is. And it requires ongoing dialogue and collaboration between scientists, ethicists, policymakers, and the public to ensure that we navigate this new frontier responsibly.
It's amazing to think that we're having these conversations about tiny robots operating inside the human body. It's a testament to how far science has come and the incredible possibilities that lie ahead. But it's also a reminder that we need to proceed with caution, ensuring that we're not just pushing the boundaries of technology, but also the boundaries of our own wisdom and ethical understanding.
I couldn't agree more. The future of microbots, and indeed any powerful technology, depends not only on our scientific ingenuity, but also on our collective wisdom and ethical guidance.
Well, I think that's a perfect note to end our deep dive on.
Yeah.
We've journeyed from the intricate workings of these tiny machines to the vast possibilities and the ethical considerations that come with them. It's been a fascinating exploration.
It has. And I hope our listeners have gained a deeper understanding of this remarkable technology and the profound impact it could have on our lives and the world around us.
If you're as captivated by the potential of microbots as we are, we encourage you to continue exploring this fascinating field. It's a rapidly evolving area of science, and who knows what groundbreaking discoveries await us just around the corner. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of microbot medicine. Until next time, stay curious.